your thoughts on Cedric Marks making the Pro Bowl or alternate to the Pro Bowl?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I think he's playing, me personally, I think he's playing at a Pro Bowl level. You know, been around some of the guys at that position that made it, in my opinion. He definitely is playing at a Pro Bowl level. So excited about anything good that happens to him because he's been a, you know, somebody that has been consistent throughout the season and somebody that we could really count on. So it's a neat deal.
Was this Bill Damon, did you see this coming from the end of last year that he was ready to
We always thought, you know, that he was going to be a very good player in our system at the at the defensive tackle position. So, you know, we expected him to play well, and he's rewarded us with an excellent year.
Telvin had 15 tackles, 10 solo. What did you see when you watched the film?
Telvin's just he's an instinctive player that, you know, has the ability to make plays. And I think I say this weekly, for a lean guy, he's a lot more physical. He doesn't get banged around in there like you would think if you look at him on the hoof. You know, if you look at him, he looks really lean, but he gets in there, he plays physical, and he's fast, you know, so, and he's instinctive, and it allows him to, you know, make some plays. And, you know, he's done a good job of getting better every week. There's a lot that goes on in there.
How far has Demetrius come this year?
Really, he's another guy that has done it. You know, the good thing about that is you don't talk about him, you know, a whole lot because he's out there playing read technique. You know, that means that there's not a whole lot of bad things going on with him, but he's just been, he just goes along. Demetrius is the type of guy. He just goes along, just does his job, and he tries to do everything you ask him to do the way you ask him to do it. You know, he tries to do, you know, work on his fundamentals, and it shows up on game day. So that's, you know, that's just something that, you know, has been a big plus for us. And, you know, once again, just a young guy that fits our system as far as length and, you know, the stature that we like for our corner. So big plus for us.
Jonathan's over 100 tackles. From a coaching perspective, what's that plateau or what's that accomplishment mean in your eyes?
The good thing is, you know, he plays down in the box a lot. So, you know, safety making the tackles when he's playing down in the box like a linebacker, you know, that's a big plus. But it just says that he continued to get better. I know there was a time where he felt like he needed to tackle better, and I think as the season went on, he did a good job of working at it throughout practices. We talked about, you know, the proper leverage and making sure you have the right angles and, you know, making some plays. Yeah.
Chris Smith, Ryan Davis, Avery Jones have been pretty productive in limited playing time. What did they show you this year? Do you feel like those guys are ready for bigger roles?
Well, I think that Ryan Davis, you know, he's big in our third down package. It's limited from that aspect. But I think he's been – I think he 5.5 or whatever amount of sacks. He's been very productive. And Avery – you know, with Roy not playing last week, he showed you he's done a good job, those two, of playing that position and playing inside and doing whatever we ask him. Even at times we ask Avery to play the 4B sometimes. But I think he showed that he definitely has the talent level and the ability to play in there last week, you know, where he got all the reps with. But during the season, we felt good about Avery the whole season.
What's the growth potential for Colvin this offseason?
I think, you know, we talked about him a bunch, but I think the sky's the limit for him. You know, once again, missing OTAs, training camp, first 9 weeks, whatever it was, and then coming back and being as productive and showing us the things. He's going to do nothing but get better. I mean, we've just touched what I think he'll be able to do because of the number of practices he's been involved in. So I think that he's just going to continue to get better. There's no doubt the more reps he gets because of his ability and instincts and toughness, he's going to be able to make some plays.